business meeting of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Thanks very much, everyone, for coming today. As you know, we will be having a hearing next Tuesday to examine the ongoing issues related to MF Global and the bankruptcy. We plan to receive testimony from victims and regulators, and we requested the attendance of MF Global executives, including former CEO John Corzine. We've been in touch with Mr. Corzine's attorney. We have given them a deadline to get back to us. We extended that deadline, but we cannot keep waiting. We have not yet heard an answer. And so we believe that it's necessary to compel Mr. Corzine to testify. We have all heard from MF Global customers, from farmers and ranchers, co-ops, grain elevators, everyone who has been hurt by this situation. They want answers. They want to know where their money is, and they deserve those answers. It's important that citizens come forward and testify when asked by our committee. This meeting today is to ask the members of the Agriculture Committee to support the issuance of subpoenas for our December 13th hearing on MF Global. I'll now turn it to our ranking member, Senator Roberts.
Madam Chairman, thank you for holding this business meeting today. The action we are taking today to compel the testimony of a witness at our hearing next week is unprecedented in the history of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Staff has researched the issue, and as far as we can tell, no subpoena has ever been issued under the committee's current rules. In addition, based on consultations with the Senate Historian's Office, it is also unclear if any former member of the Senate has been compelled to testify before a Senate committee. It is our understanding that such action could be at first. This committee is directly responsible for the oversight of the CFTC. The events of MF Global and that collapse has raised numerous questions that we have to look into. To conduct proper oversight requires the attendance of all witnesses that can help us get to the bottom of this, better understand what happened, and help us to maintain confidence in the futures market. Status and privilege as a former member of this body, state governor, or financial industry leader should not place anyone, above volunteering and appearing before any congressional committee. Therefore, if one will not testify, we have no choice but to compel them to do so. I assure our colleagues that the chairwoman and I do not take this action lightly. Unfortunately, it is the only option available to us to try and get the answers that so many farmers, ranchers, small businessmen and women, your constituents, mine, and investors demand. I urge your support of this action. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator Roberts. The question is, does the committee support the issuance of subpoenas in connection with the December 13th hearing of the committee? All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and we will proceed. Thank you very much. The meeting's adjourned.